Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
7/12, Friday, June 20th, first day of summer, 2025, almost halfway over. It's going to be hot and humid today, but the tropics are quiet, so we'll take it about what you would expect for June 20th. But let's rewind back to January 1st, 2025. The year started with a horrific terrorist attack on Bourbon Street. A lot of people were up in arms saying this had to be done, that had to be done, now's the time, this is that. But really, what's changed ever since? I don't think I've been to Bourbon Street maybe one time since then. Aaron Holmes, however, the executive director of the Vieux-Carré Property Owners, Residents and Associates, VCPORA, lives there. So how are you doing, Aaron?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Tommy?
I am okay. Tell me what's changed since January 1st.
Well, honestly, very, very little has changed. Of course, we still have a heavy barricade presence. What was put up after the attack in preparation for the Super Bowl, we have a lot of those barricades that are still in place, but no permanent changes have been made.
So when it comes to what was happening on New Year's Eve and what led to the terrorist attack and what it looks like today, you would tell me what?
I would tell you, you would just see a lot of more heavy equipment out there so that they can facilitate the pedestrian mall, but no permanent infrastructure has been put in place.
So things, what about like the daily deployment of these things? Are they there all the time? Take me to different streets in a quarter? Because I haven't been, and I'm just trying to figure out what I'd notice that looks different and what would be the same.
Well, largely there are these kind of heavier wall type barricades that are kind of wheeled into place to put up the pedestrian barricades, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So the pedestrian mall is still in operation from 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. every day. And, you know, NOPD and I believe maybe one other department is kind of in charge of wheeling these large barricades into place. We still have the archers and the other type of barricades, but now you have these larger ones that are largely, they look like small walls. Yeah. In fact, if you go down there, you'll see a lot of people just kind of hanging out on them because they make for a good little perch. And those get kind of wheeled and positioned into place to block the street for the pedestrian mall. But the subsequent discussions have talked about, you know, larger barricade systems and things that can be automatically moved into place. And so these are still done on a manual basis. And they are positioned or wheeled into their location to block the Bourbon Street from cars entering. But the cross streets remain open and Bourbon Street is still operational outside of those pedestrian hours.
So is NOPD putting these barricades out? Is the Department of Homeland Security putting them out? Do you know who's responsible for this, or is it the same as it was before January 1st?
They're basically going with the responsibilities fall on NOPD. Mm-hmm. There may be some assistance from maybe a grounds patrol unit, but I'm not sure. I think right now it is falling solely on the shoulders of NOPD.
So what's changed as far as, I'm trying to keep it straight now. Archer barriers, I think, are the things that they roll out and put out, and a company came in from Georgia and refurbished or repainted. First, we heard that it was a long time to put them out. Then we heard that, well, it really wasn't if you get the right handle to put them out. Do you know if any progress has been made on that or not?
No, I don't think that there have not. They have extended a lease on a lot of this equipment. Mm-hmm. It was brought in temporarily, and I do know that NOPD was able to extend that rental agreement and access more of them. But these were kind of seen as a temporary solution rather than a permanent kind of closure system that can be put in place and operated with less manpower.
So we'll get back to terrorism in a little bit. Terrorism aside, crime in the quarter, safety in the quarter, your feeling is?
My feeling is that we are seeing a general level of safety. Crime is down. I think New Orleans has seen a steady decrease of crime over the past year and a half to 2 years. And so I don't think that there's a general feeling of perceived unsafety there. We do have, the French Quarter is known for kind of crimes of opportunity. We have a lot of people that come in and they're having a good time and they might not be paying attention to their surroundings. So you have pickpocketing and situations and car vandalisms and, car theft, but nothing that doesn't happen in other areas of the city. The French Quarter is just important to be aware of your surroundings.
So let's get to Teneo and their proposal and what it called for and what the council is saying or whomever, mayor's office, whomever is saying about it and your organization is saying about it.
Sure. So the Teneo report, which was released a couple of months ago, it was released to the administration and, of course, the media was able to get it and distribute it. And it largely left out, implementation strategies, costs, the logistics of actually doing it. It just made a large recommendation that for ultimate safety of Bourbon Street, they recommended a full closure, essentially from Canal to Dumaine and then including the cross streets. And so they were considering a 100% closure of, those first eight blocks of Bourbon Street. But that was what was in the report. And they said that is for ultimate safety. And they acknowledged that concessions would need to be made for access to driveways, especially on those cross streets and for delivery vehicles. So they suggested having a delivery window, I would say, in the morning, early afternoon to accommodate necessary deliveries, but still the full closure.
And in your opinion, would that work or not?
No, actually, and I attended the community development meeting yesterday, and I'm not alone. I think that all the stakeholders have kind of come together and said, the full closure is not going, it's not going to fix the major issue. A full closure is not going to allow the neighborhood to continue to function. In fact, council member JP Morrell said, you're essentially creating the Great Wall of China that is bisecting the French Quarter in two parts. And, vehicular accessibility that is necessary is going to just basically it's going to create a level of congestion and inability to navigate the streets so that residents, businesses, workers won't be able to get to where they need to go.
So I guess what I'm wondering is we paid Teneo, I don't know how much to do the report, what they suggested.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Didn't really tell you the how or the whatever, the rest of the details. They just say, well, if you want to make it all absolutely safe, close it down completely. I could have told you that, huh?
Yeah. That's a pretty good summation. You know, it's a great idea, but that's just one portion of getting something done. And, you know, cost, resources, like you said, the logistics, the implementation strategies, that's going to take a lot more consideration. And there was a lot of discussion yesterday at the meeting about a traffic analysis. And what struck me was everybody was agreeing that you're going to have to do this kind of traffic analysis plan to implement a strategy such as this, but I could not hear from anyone who thought that the strategy was the best way forward. You know, if anything, it was, okay, we can extend the hours of the pedestrian mall, but we need to be careful with the cross streets. You know, NOPD already has a current special events plan where they mobilize to kind of extend the barriers. They will close the crossing streets during special events like Mardi Gras, New Year's Eve, and things like that. But the understanding is that, you know, for 50 to 70 days of special events, you have the rest of the year that the street can function largely as it is. And so it's almost people were saying, you know, we need to make this safer. We do want to prevent an attack like this in the future. So no to the status quo, but frankly, maybe we need to work on making our existing pedestrian malls better functioning. So I didn't hear a lot of individuals, regardless of their walks of life or what level of engagement they are, that were saying that this full closure is a good idea.
All right, let me take a break. We'll come back. Somebody texted in and said that the Teneo plan would protect thousands and inconvenience hundreds. I don't know if that's true or not. We'll talk about it when we return. Aaron Holmes, our guest, executive director of the New Orleans View Corray Property Owners, residents and associates, VCPORA. If you have any questions or comments, text them in to 504-260-1870. Traffic now, WWL. 728, Tommy Tucker, WWL. A couple of minutes left with Aaron Holmes, executive director of the View Corray Property Owners, residents and associates, or as it's otherwise known, VCPORA. Aaron, somebody texted in, so we get spend all this money, get the recommendations, and then decide, well, this would be too convenient for a couple of hundred people when it would protect thousands. But I would add the French Quarter is a neighborhood as well as a very commercial area of the city and a cash register in a lot of different ways. So how do you balance all of that to what this person said?
Well, I'd like to counter the comment to say that the French Quarter is home to thousands and it is a place where tens of thousands of people work or do business. Mm-hmm. So it's not inconveniencing hundreds. It's a little bit larger scale than what they suggest. Of course, there needs to be a balance and we want to ensure public safety, but Bourbon Street isn't the only street in the French Quarter. And these issues of vehicular access, vehicular management around the French Quarter persist. So my organization is more in favor of taking a holistic look at the entirety of the French Quarter to see how we can actually reduce vehicular access. Of course, some cars need to be there. Like you said, it is a neighborhood. People need access to their homes. Businesses need deliveries and employees need to get to their jobs. So, I mean, it's a delicate ecosystem in and of itself, but you can't bubble wrap the entire French Quarter. And if we're only going to hyper-focus on Bourbon Street, there are plenty of other areas in and around the French Quarter where people naturally gather. So if somebody wanted to do what the terrorist attack did, but Bourbon Street wasn't open, there is another place for them to attack groups of people. And we just have to fundamentally understand that the balance between overall security for major events and neighborhood viability and functionality has to be found in, I would say, a more holistic approach.
So you're saying it would be inconvenience to thousands of people with only the illusion of security, perhaps? Would that be accurate?
Not necessarily the illusion. Yes, you would have Bourbon Street on lockdown. But what are we doing if we're spending all of the resources and this time and this momentum to hyper-focus on Bourbon Street? What are we doing with the issues that pervade the rest of the quarter? Yes, there's way too many cars. Of course, there's parking wars. Everybody's trying to get as close to wherever they're needing to go. But why are so many vehicles allowed in the French Quarter? If you don't have business there, if you don't work there, if you're not dropping something off, if you're not maintaining a building and doing contract work, why do vehicles need to be there? And right now, it's a free-for-all. People can come and, you know, idle looking for a parking spot, kind of cruise around looking for a parking spot. You know, the idea that the French Quarter needs to be open to all vehicles all the time, I think, needs to be challenged. But you still have to have some level of access for the people that need to be there.
Thank you. Appreciate your time, Aaron. We'll talk to you again. We'll take a break, come back, help you manage your money with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Right now, we pause for WWL First News.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.